Today on the Interlochen Collection, it's music of Felix Mendelssohn. We'll hear Interlochen student performances of Mendelssohn's music for choir, orchestra, and string quartet. That's coming up on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. In 1829, the 20-year-old Felix Mendelssohn took a trip to the British Isles. On the Scottish island of Staffa, he encountered Fingal's Cave. He was so moved that he began composing a piece of music almost immediately. He sent the first few measures of music in a letter to his sister Fanny, telling her that the music had come into his mind as soon as he saw the cave. Although Mendelssohn called the final work The Hebrides, his publisher, Breitkopf & Härtel, called it Fingal's Cave, which has resulted in some confusion over the years about what the piece is actually called. Here's a performance of The Hebrides, as Mendelssohn himself called it, from July of 1985 by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Gunther Schuller.
Thank you.
Gunther Schuller conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken in the summer of 1985. They performed music inspired by a summer trip that Felix Mendelssohn took to the British Isles in the late 1820s. We heard the Hebrides Overture, also known as Fingal's Cave. If you'd like to see a photo from an orchestra rehearsal from the summer of 1985, check out our website at classicalipr.org. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today we're featuring music composed by Felix Mendelssohn. Next, it's chamber music that Mendelssohn wrote in the late 1830s. This is a performance given during the 2001 Advanced String Quartet Institute at Interlaken by a student ensemble that called itself simply the Undecided Quartet. Here they are performing the first movement of Felix Mendelssohn's String Quartet No. 4 in E minor.
Thank you.
the first movement of Felix Mendelssohn's String Quartet No. 4, performed in the summer of 2001 during the Advanced String Quartet Institute. The student quartet in that performance called itself the Undecided Quartet. Welcome to the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and next it's music that Felix Mendelssohn composed right around the same time as the string quartet that we just heard. This is a choral work called Grant Us Thy Peace. It's performed here by the High School Concert Choir during the 1998 summer camp season.
Thank you.
a performance from the summer of 1998 by the High School Concert Choir at Interlaken Arts Camp. The choir was performing Grant Us Thy Peace, a choral work by Felix Mendelssohn. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. On the program today, we're listening to the music of Felix Mendelssohn. The final selection on the program today is music that Mendelssohn wrote right about the same time as the Hebrides overture we heard at the beginning of the hour. Mendelssohn traveled pretty extensively in the late 1820s. He visited not only Scotland, but also multiple cities in Austria and Italy. It was his travels to Italy that inspired this piece, his Symphony No. 4, nicknamed the Italian Symphony. Felix wrote to his sister Fanny that this symphony was the jolliest piece he had ever composed. He was especially proud of the symphony's final movement, a vigorous dance called the Saltarello. Here is Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, The Italian, performed in its entirety from the summer of 2017 by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Karina Kanellakis.
Thank you.
the Italian Symphony, the Symphony No. 4 by Felix Mendelssohn, a performance by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 2017, conducted by Karina Kanellakis. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.